Vayter in Shas. We are in a Maseches Avodah Zarah, Nun Ches. We're going to take it back to Nun Zayin Amud Beis by the bottom of the page. 2, 4, 6, 8 lines up. I'm going to go a little bit quick because we did this yesterday just to bring us back into the flow. Says the Gemara, Hu Uvda the Havak in Mechuzah. There was a store that happened in Mechuzah. Also, V'Gacham Ayel Chanusa Yisrael. There was a guy who walked into the store of a Yid, a wine store. Amalu Isach Chamel Lizapune. Amalei Lo. Do you have wine to sell me? He said no. Haviyasav Chamel B'Dava. There was wine sitting about right there. So he looked at it. He's like, huh? Shadri Yadei Shichshichbe. He put his hand in. He like shikered around. Amalu, I love chamu, but this isn't wine. And so the storekeeper's like, oh man, why'd you do that? Shakle hachibirische. He grabbed it like in anger and shied to the dun and he threw it into a cask where there was other wine over there. Oh no. And what happened over there? Shai Rava says, okay, you could sell this wine to a guy. Because now you have like Yainesach style in there. You can sell it to a guy. You can get enough from it. If a guy, Rav Huna Bar Chinen, Rav Huna Bar Rav Nachman, both these Rav Hunas came and they argued on him. Nafka Shibur, the Rav, they said, it's also Hana. Nafka Shibur, the Rav Shara, the chauffeurs came out saying that Rav said it's Mutter. Nafka Shibur, the Rav Huna Bar Chinen, Rav Huna Bar Rav Nachman, Vasya, they came out saying that it's Aser. Beep turned the page on Chesaman Alf. Ikla Rav Huna Bar Rav Nachman, the Mechuzah. Now, happens to be that the Rav Hunas came along against him and said it's actually going to be Aser Bahana, and really Rava changed his mind and he agreed with them. But he was embarrassed to actually deal with them and face them because he had said that it's really Mutter and really it's Aser. Ikla Rav Huna Bered Rav Nachman Mechuzah. One time he came to visit Mechuzah. This is what happened. The story happened in Mechuzah. Amalei Rav Rav Yaakov Shami. He says to him, Chok Chok Kali. So he says to Rav, said to his Shamish, he says to Rav Yaakov, lock the doors, the Lonechadin Shin the Tree. I don't want people to come in the Nitzer to go and disturb me because really he didn't want Rav Huna coming in to go and to call him out. Allah Gabe Rav Huna came in anyway. Amalei says to him, okay, I got the, what's going to be the din? A guy puts his hand in the wine, he goes ahead and he shakes it up and throws it into the big barrel. What's the din? Amalei, Aser Filvana. He says to him, oh yeah, that's Aser. Even Bahana. Rashi says, Shechazabah, because he had changed his mind. He agreed with Rav Huna. I've Amar, the Amar, Shechsech, Enos, Yain. Weren't you the one who said that it's mutter to sell to the Zara? It doesn't make the Yain Nesach. So he says back, no, Amar the Ami Ana, Labarmi the Meida Hu Chamra, the Meida Hu Chamra Miami. All I'm saying is that you have to sell the barrel minus the value of the Yain Nesach that was thrown into it. What, I'm going to say even the Yain Nesach is going to be okay? Of course not. No, really, it's not true. He's just embarrassed. Amar Rav, now where do we find the actual retracted? Because it's like this. I saw the Pupadisa. When I came to Pupadisa, Akban Nachmeni Shmaitza Masnisa Daasir. Nachmeni is Abaye, right? So he came along and he attacked me, showing me all these things, how these Shmuz, the Amarayim, the Tanoim, all these great Mishnayas to argue on me to Aser all the Yain in the Chavis. What happened? Shmaitza, the Amarayim teachings, he says, that who owes the Havab and Ardai Vasa Shmuel. The storyline happened in Arda, and Shmuel answered it. With Tveria, Vasa Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan, Abdin Tveria, and Rabbi Yochanan answered it also. Now, Rashi says, and we're going to see this in a second, Hada Asa Shmuel, Rabbi Yochanan, Labnei Tveria, and Arda. Not really because Meikar did it's Aser. Ella Achmir Achmir Elayer. They're being Machmir with them. The Fishan Bnei Torah. People that live in a location, they're not Bnei Torah. They're not going to know how to make distinctions and different ideas of Yain Nesach. They're going to matter things in areas where really you're not allowed to if we allow them to do this. So therefore, Aser. Varmilei, and that's what he says to Abaye. So the reason Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan and Aser this wine is not because of the fact that it's actually Aser Bahana. Rather, because the people of Fishan Bnei Torah, the people that live in these areas in Nahardo and Tveria, they're not Bnei Torah. And if you go and you matter for them, they're going to make a mistake. But I am allowed to go matter because really it's mutter. That's why he did it. Mechuzah, Armeli says back to him. He said back to me. Rashi says Abaye Tveri v'Nardoi b'Tamia. He says Tveri v'Nardoi b'Nei Torah. The Mechuzah b'Nei Torah. He's saying these areas are not b'Nei Torah, but Mechuzah are b'Nei Torah. How are you going to matter over there? It doesn't make any sense. So Rava went on and said Masnisa, the Brisa by brought the Agard. This is about Agardim is a official from the government. Rashi says Adam Hamuuna Lishmar Hamidos Mitzvah Melech. You know, it's like supervising and making sure that everything is done legit and the different measurements that are done over there. And Shalu Yishkru Behem B'Toyim Ayayin V'Nasa Sarser B'Nem. And he has to taste wine and they become like a salesman in the meantime. And so what happened over here? There was this official who was a Vodazarnik who would break through the seal of the wine barrels with a tube and suck up some of the wine and were to go out and integrate it. Rashi Shanakov is a Minigrefes, Migofes a Chavis, they would break open the seal, Bimnekes, Vehela, Sayayin, Derech, Haminekes, sort of like a straw, Vehu Kana Chalel, like it says, is an empty, like a Kana. Reed, hollow. Hamotzi amala yain Ad piz tomo. And you go out and he would taste it. So I did a trick from the cask. Oh, she told me that kosher zero the chavis. He would pour off a little bit in the cup. Rashi says over kachom the chavis, and then return what was left in that cup. You put it into the barrel. By putting it back in, he came along. Maybe he's going to go in to touch it. Zaya Maisa Vasura, this was the actual story that happened. And they answered, the Rabbonin answered the wine that was in the cask. My Laba Hana, is it not so that they answered for Hana? So we see that even when a Rabbonin touched it, only not to do Yain Nesach, but still going to be Aser, B'Hana. Rava tries to argue back, says, no, not true. Bishtia, maybe the price only means that they're going to answer for drinking, but not going to answer for hana. So Abai says back, Yachi listni yimacher. If so, the Bresha should say, they should say the wine should be sold. Kedugatani sefer, like it says in the sefer, and by another story it says to be sold. Now what happened over there? It says, Charab ovid kochavim shahoshit yado lechavis kasavar shel shemini. If you have a, Rashi says, Acharim is Meshuga, the guy's crazy. Ubal Mariva is a fighter. Maralas Shaluba Kavana, he does things, you know, quickly without really thinking what he's doing. So you have this crazy Avodah Zarnik who threw his hand into a cask. He thought that it was out of oil. This is Yain, it turns out it's actually wine. Zayamaisa, that actually happened. When they said Yimacher, they said go ahead and sell it. Rashi says, the hoil, the savar, shel shemen, haya leka lemigzar. You know, if there's no gezira, the shemen is kevin lenasech. He's going to go do shemen nesach. There's no such thing. Aval, kodach, b'minekes, if he done it with a straw, he pierces through. This person knows that it's yain. Chashin and shemen nisech la'avodas kecham. We're worried that maybe it's done for avodah zarah. So to Yufta the Rava, this actually knocks off Rava, who said that he goes to touch it for other reasons, is not going to make it us. But not to Yufta, bam, he is out. And this way actually changed his mind and agreed with the Rav Hunas, but he's just too embarrassed to go into say it. Okay, another case. Rabbi Yochanan ben Arza, Rabbi Yossi ben Ardai, Nahorai, Havayasu v'kai shasu chama. They were sitting and drinking wine. Drinking the wine. Also, Gavra, there was a person who came over to them. We got these great sages drinking together. They took this waiter and thought the waiter was really a Jew. What happened? Amalei, Tashkina, says, come and you know, pour some drinks of wine. The boss said, the Rama, lechasa, igloi milsa dovik chami. After he poured the wine into a cup, turns out he was in a Avodah Zarenik. Another one went the opposite extreme. One said totally aser, and one said totally mutter. You can even drink it. Amar Ravashi, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, man da aser, shapir dami, shapir aser. The one who asked the wine even for hana, it's a good thing that he did that. Man da shari, shapir shari. The one who matted the wine even for drinking, it's a good thing that he actually made him to head and drink and say that. In other words, each one of them make perfect sense. Man da aser, the one who asked it, right, even by now, beep, turn the page. Nun ches amud beis. Me'emar amar. When they asked the poor, Rashi says, hi ovi kachavim bedaite. What did he say to himself? Saka daichu derabonin kiani shichra karshasu. Alvadai haichamra. Right? Does it make sense that these chashav rabbanim here, they'd be drinking beer? For sure this is wine. Vinaske, and then he for sure did, he had a mind for Yayin Nesach, and therefore it's for sure going to be Aser, which is why it makes sense that they asked it. Man Deshari, Shapir Shari, the one who said, no, it's holy mutter, even for drinking. Oh, it makes sense what they, their logic. May my armor, because the waiter is going to say to himself, listen, Saka Daiti, the Rabbanin Kiani, Chamaka Shasiv, I mean, the Didi Tashkinan, does it make sense that these rabbis are so chashiv of you, so righteous, so pious, that they would be drinking wine and say to me to come pour it for them? Doesn't make sense. They wouldn't let a guy pour wine for them. For sure they're drinking beer. And therefore he didn't have any mind to be menasichet for a libation. Chazi. What do you mean? He sees that it's wine. Belelio, we're talking about that is at the nighttime. Morachle. What do you mean? He could smell that it's wine. Bechaletas with new wine. New wine, right? Says Yain Chadash in Lorech. It doesn't have any smell. I have a kanaga beibinatla, but he touched the wine with the ladle, rather than to go and to take it out. He's scooping it out of the barrel, but kli shishmo natla. He touched it. When he named the lo yada the chamu, maybe he didn't know that it was chamu. Havale Maga Shalova Kavana Vasir. Still, it's called a touching without Kavana, which we just said a whole storyline that it's going to become Asir when you have Kavana to do a friend Nitzach. Havale Rashi is back in the Gemara. Vahal called Naga Be Natla. Vahavale Maga Vikacham Shalova Kavana. And it's touching without Kavana. Vasir. Therefore, it should be Asir at least to drink, at the very least to drink. So the Gemara, that wasn't the case. Lo Tzvicha de Kamari Karuki. What is he doing? He was pouring it. It was pouring it into the cups directly. Havli kocho shalom kavana. This is called kocho, is force without any kavana. And when it comes kocho shalom kavana, when there's an actually touch game, it's just coming from the koch, pouring it, they weren't aser even in drinking. Kocho shalom kavana, lo kosher v'rabbanan. The Gemara says they weren't goes to such a thing. Fact, the Gemara boy minei Rabbi Yasi minei Rabbi Yochanan yayin shemesacho v'kochav ma'o. What happened if it did it's like a mezigo sakos over here. The wine was very, very strong. So what happened is Rashi says, that is, shemaschu, shemazgu, shenafshan bo maim, they put water in, letakno, leshtia, to fix the people to drink. Shkein derech yeinam chazak, it was very chazak. Kishayinosa masabakos, they put it in the cup, nosal bo maim, they put water, leshtishu chazak. Yain sheyisal, shemaschu, ovikachav, ma'a, what's going to be the din if they did such a case? If they pour the water in. Says the Gemara, just a first strange lashon. Armilei ve'ema mazgu. Such a weird thing, mazgu. Say mazgu. Armilei says back to him, ana kedekhsev kamin. I'm just saying like it says in the pasuk. Tavcha, tivcha, mascha yena. She slaughtered her meat. She diluted her wine. Right, this is talking about the pasuk in Mishlei, about a wise woman preparing a meal, and he uses the term mascha. Diluting the wine. So I'm just using the lashon of the pasuk. He says back to him, lashon Torah la'atzmo, lashon chacham la'atzmo. The lashon of the Torah is its own way, and that of the chacham is you should have used the wording of the chachamim. We're not quoting from a pasuk here, right? This, you should have used the lashon of the chacham here. You should have used the lashon of mazgu. Anyway, my what's going to be if he does such a thing? The guy pours water into the wine. Amalei says to him. He says to Rav Asi, Rav Yochanan says back, Aser, it's going to be Aser, you can't go out, you're not allowed to drink it. Says Rashi, that is Aser, Afa gav the lo naga, even though he didn't touch it, Gazu Rabbanu Mekocho, the gaz that goes in it, Mekocho, to Aser B'shtir, to Aser from drinking. Mishum Erchaka Severa, in order to distance yourself from Avera. Aba Ba'ana, to Aser Ba'ana, Avad the limits, that's definitely not going to be Aser. The lo adiv minigia, Ayidei Davracha, because it's no better or worse than touching through something else. Shalom HaKavana V'tal Kavana, we saw in the Nun Zayin, Rashi says,
Those are cases of Nizan and Manal that he touched with a lulav shalva kavana and a matir over there about na. So therefore, clearly it's going to be with a manah, but it's not going to be vishtia. Back to the Gemara, let's read it again. It's Amalei Mishum. What's going to be the dead? He says, Asar, you know why? Mishum lech amrin nazira. Go away, we see to the Nazir. Schor, schor, la karmel osikrav. Go around, don't come next to the vineyard. Right? It's not that it's us to walk by a vineyard, but it's us to walk into it. So we say, stay far away from it, so you don't come along to do an avera. Nazir obviously is not allowed to have any wine, that's what we're talking about here.
Okay, story time. Rabbi Yirmi Ekel of the Safta. Rabbi Yirmi visited Safta. Safta is a location. And he saw there was wine that the Vodazarnix diluted with water. They poured the water into it, and the Yidin were drinking from Va'asalu, and he asked it for them. That's what they actually paskin like this. Itmar Nami, Amar Yochanan, Amar La, Amar Asi, Amar Yochanan, Yayin, Shemazgo, Vikacham, Aser, wine that is Mazug, fine, Mazug, Aser, Mishum, Lech Lecham, Nazira, Schor, Schor, La Karma, Lo Sikrav. So we see a pascha like this. It is Aser to pour the water in, stay far away from Avera.
Another story time. Shakli Shakli the Batzer. He visited a place called Batzra. Chazi saw the Kachli period. Lomashi saw the Yin were eating fruit that they didn't take off a maestros from. As she says, the Gosavar Batzahu, Batzahi, Batzar Bamidbar, Be'eretz Amisha, Vikir with the Be'eretz Yisrael, Chayav and Perseh, Bamaiser. Well, let's read back inside. So he saw the Yin eating the stuff that didn't have price of Asalu. And he asked it for them. Right? Like the Rashi says, he understood that the Batzra was what the Torah calls a Betzer Bamidbar, Betzer in the wilderness. Pasuk in Devarim, we read a couple weeks ago. A town that was in a part of Reuven, and this is not legally part of Eretz Yisrael, and its produce may not be eaten
Sorry, it is legally. It's legally part of Eretz Yisrael, and therefore its stuff can't be eaten without taking off the ma'isharus. See, I said, chaz ha'maya desagdi l'hu ovdik ha'cham b'shos Yisrael. He also saw that the waters that the Vodazarniks were bowing down to, and the Jews were drinking from him. V'asilu, and he asked it.
Those are Shlokesh. Right, so they came in front of Rav Yochanan, the Rebbe. Omer Leh, Rav Yochanan said, Ad the Miktorach Allah Zil Hadar. While you're still wearing your coat, go back and reverse the psak that you just gave. Both of them are actually going to be mutar. Says Rashi, Ba'od Shabigdecha Alecha Chazor. So go back, Vahatilem and Matrilem, Velo Tisha, Filanoch Mitor Chadecha. Don't rest even for a moment because of the tich of your journey.
You made a mistake in terms of location. Betzer lav hainu Batzra. That's not what it is. Not the same place over here. Batzra is outside the legal boundaries of Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, you don't have to think of Maisos. Well, Mayim shel Rabbim in Yisrael. You can't answer Mayim of the Rabbim. We saw that earlier in the Masechet. Rabbi Yochanan goes according to his own psak. Oh, yo, beep, turn the page. No testament off. Tamir Yochanan Meshimim ben Yehud Sadduk, Mayim Shel Rabbim Ein Nesarim. The waters of the Rabbim can't become Usser. Says the Rabbim, frankly, Had Yochid Nesarim. Right? First is the implication of that is that if it's a Yochid, it will become Usser. But typically, the Ha Mechubarin Inu. One second, why don't we learn that all rivers and things are going to be Mutter even when they're worshipped because they're attached to the ground. They're mechuber. And therefore, we saw in the Memhei, the Mishnah learns out that if it's, you know, part of the ground itself, it's not going to become Aser. And the Gemara, Lo Tzricha de Talshinu Gala. And what are we talking about over here? That the water got detached from the ground. There was some sort of wave. It popped up. Rashi says, Ba'amim Shehim Nitloshin. It becomes Talush, and then it can become Aser. Hilkach Idi Yachin in his arm. Only if it's a Yachin, it's Aser. But if it's a Rabim, then it's not going to be Aser. It says the Gemara, hold on 1 second. You want it to be Mashma, that it belongs to a Yachin, it's going to be Aser. Sof Avni Har Shenidaldalu Ninu. This is a case, even the water became detached from the wave. We saw Machlokas of Nun Vav between Rav Chin and Rav Yochanan. When you have a rock that gets separated from a mountain, naturally, if it's Aser V'Rezara, if someone bows down to it. And we weren't sure who held what. So you want to say, so this is higher, this is like the case over there. This time, Rav Yochanan, Damar Asuras, you want to come from here, Rav Yochanan, from the statement of Yochanan's owner said that if they bow down to it, that they are still going to become. It's still going to be Aser. Says Rashi, Bitmiya, Klomer, Mi Pashtina, Mi Hachad, is it simple to us over here? Are we answering? Gabi Avni Harsh, and his dad, the Iflu Gubu, Rechia, Rabbi Yochan, the Hainer, Rabbi Yochan, he's the one who says it's Aser. So this is Lo, Tzvicha, de Tavachinu, Bidei. Say that it's necessary for Rabbi Yochan to say that the waters, the public waters, are going to be Mutter, in reference to the case of Rabbi Zarnik, hit the waters, from underneath with his hand and detached from the ground and then bowed down to him. In that case, the water was affected by a human hand and not similar to the rocks that separate on their own. And therefore, even Rav Yochanan would imply that the waters belonging to an individual could become Aser as a Vodazara. It could be that he knows that the rocks that become dislodged naturally wouldn't become Aser. And this explains why the Gemara above was uncertain to Rav Yochanan's opinion about a rock that gets removed on its own. Rashi says, the Tabchenu of the Chavim Bidei Milmata Vitolshon, he separates it. Achikach Hishtach Valen, he bows to it. Helkachishpan Tfisas Yad, Yede Adam, Tfisad Adam, Velotam, Lavne Harjin Daldu, Melem. It's not similar to the case of rock separate on its own. V'idi Yachid Nasarn, if it's a Yachid, it will become us. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all you all a great day.